For many people around the world, the picture of life in the Middle East in the 1970s and 80s was informed by the prints a native Hoosier was wiring back to AP and Time magazine. Art Meets News, currently on view at the Indiana State Museum, showcases the work of photojournalist Bill Foley. The IU School of Journalism distinguished alumnus and Pulitzer Prize winner gave WFIU's Yael Cassander a personal tour of the show.
In the Bill Foley Show at the Indiana State Museum, photos by the Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist are on display alongside his personal effects.
This is my passport. This is shrapnel that didn't get to me. It's my journals. This money from Israel, Iran, Syria.
And photos of Foley help to tell the story of his nearly 40-year career.
This is my hotel room after a car bomb in Beirut. I was downstairs in the basement of the hotel with my transmitter when this car bomb went off in the parking lot. And when the bomb went off, all of this glass and crap went through the window over my head. And when I got to the room, there was a huge shard of glass sitting in the headboard. And if I'd been sitting in bed reading, I would have been the end of me.
In another shot on display, Foley is relaxing in bed. 6 years before he could have been blown to bits in Beirut, he was sleeping in another makeshift situation.
This is outside the darkroom in the basement of the yearbook office. It's the summer of 77.
At the time, Foley was a student photographer for the Indiana University Arbutus.
I was paying for classes, but that's all I could do, so.
Camping out near the news got to be a lifelong habit for Bill Foley. The following year, he had a job photographing chroma keys at Channel 8 in Indianapolis. One night, he was keeping late hours in the darkroom when he ran into the weatherman.
So I'm walking down the hallway, and Stan Wood, the weatherman, is walking down the hallway, shaking his head, like I'm mumbling. I said, "What's the matter?" He goes, "Oh, the world's going to end at midnight." He said, "The weather is going to come in, and we're going to snow. It's all going to end." I said, "Really? Great." So I hung out of the office, and so at midnight, it did come in. And so when the Channel 8 camera guys went out, I went out with them in their four-wheel drive vehicles. And so we were on 465 watching the National Guard pulling people out of cars. And then we came back, we were out all night, so about 4 o'clock in the morning, we go back to the office, and I did some processing in my darkroom at Channel 8, and then I called the AP office, and I said, "Where's Chuck Robinson?" Because he was the AP photographer. And they said, "Chuck snowed in." And I said, "Well, how about that?" I said, "I've got pictures." Said, "Oh, come on down."
In the show, we see the shot Foley took on his walk through the snow to the AP office in downtown Indy. From the blizzard of 78, Foley headed for the Middle East, following his intuition.
Any journalist does that. It's a fluid situation. It's a moving target, you know, and so you have to think on your feet, you know, what could happen next, what could not happen next.
Foley's sense of timing served him well in Cairo on October 6, 1981. Foley photographed Egyptian President Anwar Sadat beaming at the nude jets flying overhead during the annual victory parade, just moments before he was gunned down on the grandstand. In the show, we get to see the portrait Foley wired along with its caption to AP. Sadat's last smile still has the last word in the visual lexicon.
If they do a story on Sadat, this is the picture they use.
Throughout the 70s and 80s, Foley had a knack for being in the right place at the right time. He relied on it during the late summer of 1982.
There was peace breaking out all over Beirut, and Bashir Gemayel was going to be elected president, and he was.
Bashir Gemayel was the president of the right-wing Christian Lebanese Party.
And I go to Cairo to pack up my apartment to actually move to Beirut, and I'm in Cairo when Bashir is assassinated. So I call my office in London and say, "I've got to go back because it's going to get ugly." And I was right. I hate being right.
Foley's bittersweet talent landed him in a position to document the ensuing massacre of thousands of Palestinians and Lebanese Shiites.
So we park the car outside the gate and we walk into the camp. And I don't know if you've ever been in a refugee camp. The noise level is women screaming and dogs barking and kids yelling. And we walked in, and you could hear your heartbeat. And so you look around and you go, "Oh, look, piles of garbage." And so it takes your brain a nanosecond to figure out it's not garbage, it's corpses.
The photos Foley took of the Sabra and Shatila massacre were awarded the Pulitzer Prize for spot news photography in 1983. Learning about the award was another case of grim coincidence.
I was told I won the Pulitzer Prize the day the embassy was blown up in Beirut. I was on the phone to the photo desk wearing pictures from the embassy bombing when the guy gets on the phone and says, he won the Pulitzer. And I'm thinking he's pulling my leg. And I said, yeah, right, give me the back to the editor. And then my boss, Hal Buell, gets on the phone and says, congratulations. And then I knew it was real.
Convincing people on the other side of the world about the reality of things has been a big part of Foley's enterprise, as he explains to the curators and me.
I mean, I just like to document the human condition and tell Mark and Catherine and you about people you don't know.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
Curated by Catherine Gould and Mark Rushman, Art Meets News, the work of photojournalist Bill Foley, is on view at the Indiana State Museum through July 19th.